here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I am with the National Port Board, speaking to Gene Nemechek. And first of all, Gene, tell me your position with the organization and about your operation personally.
Okay, well, I serve right now as the Vice President of the National Port Board, and I'm a veterinarian with Tyson Pork Production in Springdale, Arkansas.
Okay. Well, what do you... I know that you've had some pretty interesting news of late. What? Tell me the latest thing from the Port Board.
Well, one of the things that has been announced recently is that the swine genomic project has come to a completion. They've actually mapped the total swine genomic gene, and so now there'll be a lot of further research on it, but that's very exciting for us as an industry to have that done.
What does that mean?
Well, I think in the future, and there's going to be a lot of research, continuing research being done, but one of the things that means is that they will be able to start looking at this swine genomic and trying to find genes within that that have an impact on whether it's pork quality, pork performance, disease resistance, those type of things. So as more research gets done and we find out more about that, I think that we'll be able to see a lot of improvement in pork production.
Well, that sounds real positive, but let's just touch for a brief moment, because I think a lot of people are kind of even tired of hearing about it, but you certainly have had some challenges here over the last, I don't know how long it's been since H1N1 broke out.
Right. That has really had an impact on our industry because of the relationship or with the swine, with the pork production. But one of the things that we want to let people know is that while the H1N1 virus is out there, it is pork products are still safe. They're nutritious. You can't get H1N1 virus from handling pork or eating pork. So it is a safe product.
Well, we certainly know that, and hope that more and more of our media brethren out there will get the message. A lot of us have tried to help educate them too, so because it is important to the industry. As you look forward, anything else you might want to mention about the work that the Checkoff's doing on behalf of pork producers?
Well, that the pork industry and through the Checkoff program has benefited through research, through pork promotion, through communication and education of the producers. The programs that they put forward, and one in particular, the Pork Quality Assurance Plus program, which is a program to educate the producers on how to take care of their animals. And this is one of the things that we want to get across to the consumer, to the customers, that our people really care. They're interested in animal welfare. They're interested in producing a safe product. And we're interested in being a good part of the communities that we're involved in.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing how things go as we continue to move forward through challenges that a lot of agriculture, especially animal agriculture, is having of late. Thank you very much. Again, that is Gene Nemechek with the National Port Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.